Okay, today was Sunday night for Halacha. Today was Lamed Adar Aleph Adar Beis now, Sunday night. We're talking about Ikar and Tafel, and we're up to when you have a mixture. Till now we talked about you have two foods, and one comes to enhance the other in whatever which way. Now we're talking about you have a mixture. We'll talk about in a moment, maybe tonight, maybe tomorrow night, though, what a mixture means. Like if you have on a plate, at what point does it become a mixture? You have a mixture of things. So when do you make, is there an ikar, is there a tafel? You're eating two things. One doesn't come to enhance the other. You're eating two things, but there's a primary one and a secondary one. So there's three basic rules, l'chayra. One is that if in your mind, one is primary. L'moshel, eating a stew with vegetables and meat. So assuming that to most people, or to the person himself, really it's totally in each individual. You wouldn't have a butler daito here, I don't think. I didn't see, it doesn't look like it. But for most people, just to be able to give an example, if you have meat and vegetables mixed, so there might be a row of vegetables, but certainly the primary thing to most people it would be the meat, or you have a tuna fish salad with vegetables. So to most people, the tuna is the ikar. Clearly that's the primary thing, and the vegetable is secondary. But it's totally in the person, and it could be that both are basically equal. And then we go to rule number two. If there's no clear primary one, is interested in both equally, then you go bus a rov. Rov determines which is ikar and which is tafel, even if he's interested in both equally. But if it's a mixture, then rov is koveya ikar and tafel. That's why it's important. So what's called a mixture? So when is it a mixture? Let's say you have a stew with your meat and vegetables, but there's one big piece of potato there and the vegetables. So that might be a case either, let's say the meat is the rove even, or the primary intention is the meat, not the vegetables, but you have this big potato there. Maybe that's not part of the mixture. So the rule that the Achronim are comfortable with is that if you would take a spoonful of whatever you're eating, and it inevitably would come up with both things in it, then it's called a mixture. You know, if you take a spoonful at random, and unless an ace happens, but you take two spoonfuls, and if they have both meanim in the spoonful, then it's called you have a mixture. Peas and carrots, well, they're the same bracha, so there's no issue. But any such thing, that's called a mixture. So, and that's when you follow these rules. There's a third rule about mazonos, which we'll see in a couple of days. So your basic rule is a clear primary one, or else you go bus a rov. There is a case where, we'll stop here. The rov is the bracha. So if you have a fruit cocktail and there's, let's say, 30% pears and 30% peach and 40% melon or something that's adoma, so you would make her eights. That's called rov her eights, even though they're different meaning. So you would make her eights on the fruit cocktail. Okay, we'll stop here.